In the United States, about one in every 10 students is an English language learner, and many schools struggle to get these students comfortable with their new language. Getting them ahead and to college is another hurdle. One school in Indiana gets that done because their English learners are graduating high school with a diploma and associate's degree. Claire McInerney of Indiana Public Broadcasting went to Fort Wayne to find out how.
Fort Wayne. It's the second largest city in Indiana, home to around 250,000 people. And it has one of the largest Burmese refugee populations in the country, including 16-year-old Nada Lang and her family.
I struggle in my elementary school because I was different from other students. I couldn't speak English at all.
Now, 8 years later, she's reading George Orwell's Animal Farm in English.
I know conflict will rise because the leader, Napoleon, he's going to break the rules of killing someone. So I think the animal's going to go against him.
For Lang, it's a huge accomplishment to be here. This is a college-level course. She's earning credit for high school and college-level English. And this is the norm for all of her classes. If Lang and her classmates stay on track, they can complete up to half of their bachelor's degree credits when they leave high school. At Lang School, East Allen University, but it's a high school, 20% of the students are Burmese refugees.
Don't forget, students, our yearly semi-formal dance will be held on...
This is a public school. Anyone can enroll. But the focus is on college prep and college credit.
Students, Mrs. Irvins will be at EAU all day on...
Principal Doug Hicks says the district started this program 5 years ago. They chose a building in one of the poorest parts of the city, where a growing number of refugee families live. Hicks says they are some of his hardest-working students.
They don't speak English in their household. They didn't live in the country from day one. They have all the strikes against them that we would think as educators that would keep people from achieving. Yet, they continue to do it.
Even when Burmese students here get comfortable with English, Shannon Eichenauer, who's Lang's English teacher, says there's more nuance to their learning. When reading The Great Gatsby, for example, American students don't think twice about the characters drinking alcohol during Prohibition.
And then you have some Burmese students who they don't understand it to them. Like, why would you break the law? So we have those conversations, and it's really good. It's rich. It adds to the classroom for sure.
Eichenauer was teaching at a local college when Principal Hicks recruited her to get licensed in high school English and come here. That's the story with a lot of other teachers, too, who feel like now they're more than just educators. They're ambassadors to college for these families who sometimes have no understanding of the system. The school also offers college counseling, tutors, because even paperwork can be new and unfamiliar. Principal Hicks.
One thing we've run into here is Social Security numbers and how old they are and that type of thing.
When she graduates high school next year, Nada Lang will be the first in her family to have career options. Her parents started labor jobs back in Myanmar before reaching eighth grade. After graduation, her plan is to attend Indiana-Purdue University at Fort Wayne and work part-time to support her parents. As for academics?
Yeah, I want to major in education and communication, bachelor's degree.
Do you want to be a teacher?
Mm-hmm. English.
For NPR News, I'm Claire McInerney.